RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Out there in Her Radio Land, it's time to clean up your act. I'm talking about your dirty sports bras. You heard me right. All right, so you've heard me rant and rave 1.5 million times about getting on out there and working out, sweating it. Sweat's good, right? And then what do you do afterwards? Uh-oh, are we just throwing that into a little pile and sort of forgetting about it? And then we do that sniff test and put it back on again? Girlfriends, what are you doing? And this is why it's so terribly important. Okay. We get it. Doing laundry is a pain in the you-know-what. Washing delicates is even harder because, you know, those sport bras, we don't want that elastic to go on down. So we've got to put a little bit more thought into how we take care of it, right? So this is what's really, really important. You have to understand what you're actually secreting on a daily basis all over your body. And that sport bra and your bra in general is right against your skin. So you secrete 1 liter of sweat. And this is at very minimum. This increases big time with exercise. So at the very basic, 1 liter of sweat, 40 grams of sebum. What the heck is that? Those are oily sebaceous gland secretions all over your body. 40 grams of it. 10 grams of skin cells. Now, how many skin cells is this? Hold on to your bra straps. 2 billion skin cells. Honey, you're shedding all day long, all over the place. And on top of that, 10 grams of salt. That's sodium chloride. That's why it's really important to, you know, kind of get back that salt in your diet. Don't be going completely salt-free. It's kind of silly. Got to maintain that. Because in your bloodstream, you have to maintain a balance to be able to hold on to the fluid in your circulation. That's why salt's so terribly important, let alone electrolytes in general. So check that out. Liter of sweat, 40 grams of sebum, 10 grams or 2 billion skin cells, 10 grams of salt. Honey, you got to wash that stuff off. That's right. So there are some new Soon, you know, a lot of new rules that you really need to be able to stay right on top of. Now, that means that after every use, you heard me, after every use, you wash the sport bra and all clothes that come in contact with the skin. There's none of this throwing it into a pile and doing that sniff test. I told you why that's not good. All right. So it's really important that you stay on top of this. And that means that, you know, sit down, get organized for crying out loud. That means go through your gym bag. Look at all the stuff that's been growing in there. And get into a regular routine of staying really, really clean with all of this. If anything, it helps you kind of recharge and throw in some fresh underwear for that next change and back and forth, please. And then let's add to this what goes on, let's just say, if you're going to the gym. Uh-oh, gym germs. Now, these are gym germ challenges. The first thing is, good heavens, if you have any broken skin on your body, that means cuts and scrapes and whatever, would you please put a Band-Aid on it right now? Before you go into the gym, because the gym is just wall-to-wall germs. People are sweating and doing all kinds of interesting little secretions all over the place. And so you've got to cover any broken skin. Don't get lazy about this. Laziness is not a good thing here. Wash your hands before and after your workout. You'll also see that in a lot of gyms, they have a lot of those hand sanitizer type solutions. And so you can use that as well if you feel like it. But please just wash your hands. And remember the 20-second rule. Go right underneath your fingernails and really wash thoroughly. Don't be just blowing it through there in 3 seconds. That's not going to help you. All right. wipe down machines before and after whenever you can. And this is really important. So if you're in a gym that has those little clean towels that has that sanitizer, that's really cool. If not, heck, just grab your towel and go for it and then toss that towel. Many gyms offer you these towels. Bring your own water bottle, but remember too that you've got to clean that water bottle, you know, after you're done with using it in the gym, because when you're throwing it into those little compartments on machines and whatever, it's picking up more germs, and the germs go right to the top, you guessed, right into your mouth. So please clean, clean, clean. Never share your towels. Now, I don't care how close you are. You know what I'm talking about. Just hold on to your towels. Don't sit on the locker room bench naked. Another really special place where people share germs. You know precisely what I'm talking about. This is not like some big, you know, surprise here. Always wear flip-flops in the locker room and the shower. Fungus among us. It's all over the floor. Lord knows what else is growing in the water and everything else that's sort of pooling in there. Flip-flops, just a cheap pair of flip-flops. I wear them in the shower all the time, right? Really important here. Don't shave at the gym or immediately before going there, because guess what it does? It opens up parts. You know, you can cut yourself. You, once again, have broken skin. Be really careful about that, especially true for guys. Remember that. Whenever possible, shower at home after your workout. This isn't always necessary if you've got a really good gym that's got an excellent and fairly clean shower. You just have to be much more vigilant about staying really on top of it. So important. All right. Keep dirty clothes and sneakers in a plastic bag. Don't be throwing them in your gym bag, just all nasty and wet and Lord knows what else. Okay. Try to keep a little plastic bag. I always use just, you know, a simple little one of those moderate size trash bags, and it works like a charm. And then this way you just take it out and off you go. You know, whenever you get home, don't be taking wet, dirty clothes and then just throwing them in a hamper to sit there forever. It's going to, number one, give you some really special smells. And the second thing is, it's also going to transfer a lot of those germs and nasty boys all over the place. You know, try to wash them as soon as possible. Get them home. Do a wash. Wipe down your gym bag. Wash your gym clothes after each use. Wiping down that gym bag is really important because, you know, you threw it on the floor at the gym, you threw it wherever you did, and the bottom line is you're going to be picking up some bad boys. Try to clean it as much as you can. You know, when I throw it into the car, I take it right on out, and I'm cleaning it all over the place. And so, again, clean, clean, clean. And this may also help you explain where all these strange rashes and, you know, weird things are showing up on your body. And speaking of which, always examine your skin weekly. Look at it for little red bumps and sores and strange things. A lot of it can be explained by what goes on when you get on out there. And, you know, a little bit of a downside on taking care of yourself and working out because you sweat. So you heard it. You heard it directly from the source. No more sniff test out there, girlfriends. Wash it, wash it, wash it. You're secreting all kinds of interesting body products. And that means wash that sport bra as well as your outfit every single time you use it. You heard me right. And avoid those gym germs. You know how to do this. Hey, there you have it. Learning how to be able to clean up your act. So I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Listen, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and please, please, please shoot us all kinds of great questions. Anything's fair game for our Ask Her segment, which we do every single show. Okay? Send them on in to askher@radiomd.com. Because we're sitting here just waiting for it, okay? And whatever you do, stay well.